Middle East and Africa.
Yemenis and Saudis. Love across the line. The geopolitics of illicit love.
For days, Yemen has been abuzz with talks of Huda and Arafat. Huda al-Niran, a 22-year-old Saudi woman, fell in love with Arafat Mohammed, a Yemeni, while he was working in Saudi Arabia. In October, the couple fled to Yemen after her parents refused to let them marry, but Ms. Niran was arrested for entering the country illegally. She seemed set for a quick trial and deportation. Then their love story became a cause célèbre for young Yemenis, who view it as a version of Romeo and Juliet in the southwest of the Arabian Peninsula. On November 26th, Ms. Niran was freed into the custody of the UN for a period of 3 months, allowing her to seek refugee status. Yemenis have been gripped by the saga for several reasons. The country's deep-rooted conservative traditions are slowly changing. Young middle-class men and women have grown increasingly willing to challenge their family's expectations, with many now bidding to choose their own spouse rather than submit to an arranged marriage. But more often than not, unlike Mr. Mohammed and Ms. Niran, they end up putting their adolescent relationships aside and fulfilling their parents' wishes. Yemeni interest in the star-crossed lovers touches on geopolitics too. The case has presented an opportunity for Yemenis to score a point against the Saudis, who want the Yemeni authorities to return Ms. Niran. Many Yemenis resent their richer and more powerful neighbours' interference in their country's affairs. Moreover, the kingdom recently deported tens of thousands of Yemeni workers after deciding to cut down on foreign labour. Many of the Yemeni campaigners who spearheaded the protests that led to the ousting of President Ali Abdullah Saleh 2 years ago have enthusiastically taken up the cause of Ms. Niran and Mr. Mohammed, organising street protests to press the government to drop the charges against Ms. Niran and grant her refugee status. They describe their temporary shift in focus from agitating for political change as ensuring the victory of love. Some Yemenis whisper that public opinion might have been different if the nationalities had been reversed. "Let's face it," says a young Yemeni, "if Huda were a Yemeni who ran across the Saudi border with her Saudi boyfriend, we'd be cursing the Saudis and demanding that they send her back."